"McQueen made it through," shouted Chick's crew chief. And McQueen didn't stop. While everyone else headed into the pits, he kept rolling, right into first place. "Woohoo!" McQueen cried. "You know, the rookie just fired his crew chief," Daryl announced. "That's the third one this season." "Well, he says he likes working alone, Daryl," Bob said. Chick and the King bolted out of pit row and didn't waste any time in trying to catch up with McQueen. The laps flew by, and it looked as if no one would beat him. Finally, McQueen headed into the pits for fuel. He couldn't win the race on fumes. "No, no, no, no tires," he shouted as his crew tried to replace his worn tires. There wasn't any time. "Just the gas." "Looks like it's all gas and goes for McQueen today," Daryl observed as he peered down at pit row below him. "Now, normally I'd say that's a short-term gain, long-term loss, but it sure is working for him." The frenzied crowd's excitement grew as the contenders sped around the track. Then the white flag waved. "Last lap," read the stadium's giant video monitor. "Checkered flag," McQueen said to himself. "Here I come." Kablam! "Oh, no," Daryl cried as he watched the rookie lose speed. "McQueen has blown a tire." Chick and the King pounded ahead, making up time with every second. But McQueen didn't give up. He plunged forward. Kablam! He lost another tire. "Come on!" Determined to win, McQueen struggled forward, limping on his rear wheel rims. "I don't believe what I'm watching," Daryl cried. "Lightning McQueen is 100 feet from his piston cup. The King and Chick are coming on strong," Bob shouted. "McQueen's nearly there, but Chick and the King are almost caught up." McQueen dragged himself forward. He was inches away from crossing the finish line and making history. He could hear Chick and the King coming up behind him. In a last-ditch effort, McQueen took a giant leap and slid forward. He even stuck out his tongue to gain an extra inch. "It's too close to call," Bob announced as he gaped at the photo finish. "The most spectacular, amazing, incomprehensible, unequivocally unbelievable ending in the history of the world, and we don't even know who won."